one of the great trading meccas of the world, you see that Islam didn't really have a problem with money and exchange and shops and selling. You had almost everything here from all over the world. Things from China, Japan, India, the Middle East, Africa, Europe, everything came here. And it was clear that the people really loved buying and selling. They're very good at this sort of thing. So why doesn't this lead into an industrial revolution? Well, there's one simple reason, which is this isn't the same as industry. For industry, you have to produce goods, and you have to produce them high precision, in quality, and in quantity. And these people didn't like doing that so much. They loved bargaining, selling, getting things from elsewhere. They didn't really enjoy making masses of objects. High craft objects like gold and jewels and beautiful things like this, that's fine. But boring old things like the English and the Americans later produce, no, we're not interested in that sort of thing. So, no industrial revolution. Mainly by caravans across the Silk Road and from India and elsewhere. And they illustrate another weakness in the system. This is fine when the main route between the East and the West runs through the arid zone and through the Middle East and brings all these goods. But gradually, alternative routes began to build up. And you began to get a threat to this whole system when the West discovered a route round the Cape of Good Hope and began to negotiate how to get through to China, perhaps up the Hudson River, perhaps in other ways. And once this was successful, they built better ships for Atlantic sailing, they penetrated round to China and Japan, and in a sense bypassed all this. So this became just a shrunken remnant of what had once been. When Adam Smith was writing his great Wealth of Nations, he wanted to create an opulent, wealthy world that would be like this, except more so. And he said that you could boil down to three things what you really needed. You needed peace, easy taxes, and a due administration of justice. Well, the West had all these things. Had, at least England did. It had peaceful surroundings because it was an island. It had reasonable taxation system and it had a very good legal system. All this bazaar here survives despite that. Islam was riven with endless warfare on its borders, internally, and feuding and fighting. No, hardly any peace. As for taxes, they were far from easy. Desperately heavy, unpredictable, unfair, no one knew where they were. And as for justice, well, there was little of it. And so you were all on your own. So this bazaar here is really a miracle that it survived. It was a protected area, it was an oasis. But elsewhere, there was little chance of any development. So Adam Smith, looking at all this, would have said, no way is this going to go anywhere. You haven't got peace, easy taxes, or a due administration of justice, so forget it.